Reads Kramer with Mission Network News. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center reminds us that people in the Middle East are interconnected. Evangelical churches know each other across borders. Sharaya says the impact of the ongoing conflicts there on Christian leaders is profound.
We have so far 1.2 million displaced in Lebanon. This is really heavy on different churches because they don't have the capacity to host, to help. And also it's an excellent opportunity to, you know, reach people with the gospel and show them the love of Christ.
One pastor in the West Bank told Sharaya,
"We cannot even plan for the future. We cannot even ask people to come to church because we are overwhelmed."
Remember the MENA Leadership Center and these brothers and sisters in your prayers and ask God to encourage them and bring peace. And last week, more than 1,400 people were still staying in shelters across hurricane-affected states in the U.S. There's been a call for scriptures to help provide comfort. Small drop, you might say. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
"It is a small drop in the bucket, but there are so many needs. You know, you mentioned the physical needs or the needs for electricity, for water, for food, for shelter. But at the same time, we want to be there providing God's word."
Bibles were sent in along with a worker who is helping with the cleanup and recovery efforts.
"We're praying that God can speak through this tragedy and transform lives, even as they start to rebuild their lives. And if we can provide God's word to give them fresh hope and comfort and strength during this time of loss, we're doing everything we can to do that."
We'll connect you to Bibles for the World at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.